Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark, and it's Friend Friday on the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. Now, we have a new book coming out next week on May 1st. It's called Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Empowered Woman. And I am really excited today to give you a sneak preview of it with one of our story writers, Myrna Valerio, who was just announced as a National Geographic Adventurer of the Year. And she is breaking stereotypes of what a runner looks like. She's a native of Brooklyn, New York. She's a Spanish teacher, a diversity practitioner, a cross-country coach, an ultra runner, an OCR enthusiast, and a blogger. And you can read her writing on her blog, Fat Girl Running. You can read her in Women's Running Magazine. Her story was featured in the Wall Street Journal and Runner's World and NBC Nightly News. She's an ambassador for Merrell, an ambassador for Skirt Sports, an athlete for Swiftwick. She's married. She has a son. And she is always out in nature, frequently running trails in the North Georgia mountains. So, Myrna, welcome so much to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast.
Well, thank you for having me on your show.
Well, I really admire you. I first learned about you when I think that your memoir was on Kindle. Did I get it?
Yes.
So it was like you can get one book free if you're a Prime member. Is that how I found it?
Probably. Or you might have seen a documentary about me via REI. They came out around the same time, so it could be one of the two.
Yeah. So I was really excited. I read your entire book. I loved it. And then I remember tweeting at you saying, you've got to do something with Chicken Soup for the Soul. And so then when we were putting The Empowered Woman together, I got a story from you. And it's not about running, but let's start with the story you wrote for The Empowered Woman. And then we'll get back to running, because I think the story you wrote for Empowered Woman really tells people a little bit about who Myrna is and why you're called the Myrnavator.
Well, the story that I wrote for The Empowered Woman is one that has been sitting and kind of brewing in my brain for a long time, because it's about me, obviously, and it's a story that kind of tells you who I am at my core. I love trying new things. I love being curious and expressing my curiosity by just going at things. Even if I know that I'm not going to be successful at something, I'd like to try anyway. And so there's two little vignettes in that story about how I wanted to try something really hard, and I wanted to take a test for something and pass out of it, or to write something for a journal or something like that, and people thought that I wouldn't be able to do it, not knowing really who I was. And so, I always set out to do things and accomplish not only the goal that I set for myself, but to prove to myself that it is worth trying, even if I don't achieve that goal. Do you know what I'm saying?
You grew up in Brooklyn. You
Yes.
got into a prep school in the New York area, and so that was already you basically stepping outside your comfort zone and going to this prep school. And that, I think, is where you started to learn to run. But you were very strong academically, and you got into Oberlin, which is a very fine college.
Yes.
And then you wanted to, I guess, be excused from a freshman requirement, something like that. And you were told,
yes.
no way, nobody ever passes that.
Right.
And you said, well,
no one,
just let me try.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, it's always this particular requirement was a music history course, and I had already taken a college level music history course, and I'd already been at Juilliard pre-college in New York City, and so I knew that I didn't really need to do this particular course, and so I was going to take the test, and somebody who didn't know who I was and who didn't know my background, who didn't know the level of knowledge that I had, just assumed that because I was a singer, and singers have this reputation of not being very smart, I was also a soprano, you know, I was expected not to be able to do this. But I knew going in that I would be able to pass the test, and even if I didn't, I wanted to try anyway. So that's where that story comes from.
Yeah, and then you concluded your story by saying the next thing that happened was you wanted to get out of the writing requirement, the freshman writing requirement, and they told you, don't even try to get out of that. And of course,
no one ever passes a test.
And of course, we know that you did that too. So,
right.
Right. So we know you are one determined woman, and you've also been really defying stereotypes in the running world. Everybody should watch that documentary that REI has. You could just put in like Myrna Valerio, REI, and you'll find it on YouTube. It's really a wonderful thing. And I also really loved your memoir, A Beautiful Work in Progress, which I guess it was one of those free monthly books from Kindle. And I guess if you're in the Kindle lending library, you can get it now probably, and it's worth buying it. It was really, really good. So you know what? Before we talk about the running, let's talk about that Amazon thing, because we have a lot of writers who listen. And I would love to know, how did that come about that you wrote that memoir and then Kindle picked it up?
So I'm a blogger, as you said. I actually don't blog that much anymore because I have so many other platforms for writing that I use now. But I was blogging about my adventures in running, about my experience as a larger runner in, you know, in a field of athletes who are not large. And so I did that for a couple of years, and starting in 2011 with my training for my first marathon, which was a Marine Corps marathon. And in 2015, in early 2015, I was contacted by the Wall Street Journal by Rachel Bachman, who is one of their health and wellness reporters. And she wanted to interview me about, she said she had been reading my blog and she had enjoyed it. And she wanted to interview me about being the kind of athlete that I was and not losing weight, and whether or not it's worth working out if you, if you're not losing weight. And so that turned into an article that, and I got a lot of media attention after that. And so and it became a year of like a roller coaster of media attention, publicity, and me getting to do really, really amazing, crazy things in the running world and also in the writing world. And so eventually I got contacted by two literary agents who asked me if I was wanting to write a book. And I said, absolutely. I've always been wanting to write a book. I've always been a writer. And so that's how that came about. That was in 2015 when I signed with my agent, with my literary agent. And then we began the process of writing a proposal. And they sold the book to Grand Harbor Press, which is owned by Amazon. And so, yeah, I got a book offer, a book deal. And then I, you know, wrote my book in 4.5 months. And then we began the process of editing and doing all the publicity for the book. And so it was released in October. And so because my publisher is owned by Amazon, I get all of the cool Kindle publicity and all those things. So that's how that happened. And it's, you know, it's doing pretty well. I still can't believe that people are still buying it and that they're interested in reading my story and interested in being a part of this journey that I have.
Well, we are going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk some more about the book, and we're going to talk more about the incredible running career that you have and how inspirational it is.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So we are back with Myrna Valerio, and we're talking about her memoir, A Beautiful Work in progress, which I found so interesting and so inspirational. And I learned about what it's like to come from, you know, a New York neighborhood, go to a prep school, fit in, how you did that. And all you do, Myrna, is you just keep breaking those walls that are put up by stereotypes. Of course, I discovered you through a beautiful work in progress, your memoir. What other benefits came to you from having written that book?
Oh, wow. I'm actually booked through January with speaking engagements, with lots and lots of athletic events, races, speaking at races. I just finished doing a 3.5-day photo and video shoot with one of the companies that sponsors me for a lot of different really, really cool things, and that's Merrill. And, you know, so I get to go do really, really cool things like that. I have photo shoots, I have video shoots, I've been on TV, CNN was just here a couple of weeks ago, USA Today was here a couple of weeks ago. So I continue to be on this really cool ride of things where I get to tell my story, I get to sort of represent a whole cadre of athletes, a whole community of people who have typically and traditionally been ignored by the fitness industry. And so, you know, we are a great force. We have lots of money. We want to spend it. We want to be fit. Some of us are already fit, and we just do athletics because we want to and because it's a really important part of our life. So I get to represent all of those people. And in that, I get to remain who I am. I don't have to change anything about myself. I love running. I love being athletic. I also love being on stage. I am a performing artist. And so I feel like all of my different worlds are converging.
In case people don't know, you are Black and you are a large girl. And so you always make the point, I'm not skinny and I'm not white, and therefore people don't expect me to be the unbelievable runner that I am, right? Because you run 50 kilometers, no problem. You do all of these ultra marathon kind of runs, and it's incredibly impressive. And people, I guess, they just don't expect it of you, and you are constantly surprising them.
Right, you know, because people take one look at you and they have a certain set of assumptions about what you can do. Just like in the story that I wrote for The Empowered Woman, they look at you and they already have a story about you, about what you can do, what you can't do, where you belong, where you don't belong, what you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing. And I don't go out with the intention to defy stereotypes. I go out with the intention of being myself 100% of the time. And for a lot of people, that is, it's surprising to them that I can do that, and I do it with confidence and enthusiasm.
So let me ask you about your students, because you teach Spanish. What age students do you teach, and how does your outside of the classroom career affect how your students interact with you?
My students are wonderful. I teach high school, and in fact, I'm in the middle of a big office, a big room where they're all preparing to do their college applications, and so it's really cool. I love my students, and I really feel a lot of love coming back at me from them. They sometimes, because they're teenagers, sometimes they are very sort of blasé and oh, well, you know, there's Miss Valerio again. Oh, where are you going now? Are you going to be on TV again? And then sometimes they are they're wonderful all the time, but you know, they're really supportive, and you know, and they're really just so tickled that I get to do all this stuff. And you know, I always apologize when I come back from a trip. I say, I'm really sorry that I've been gone. I had to do this, and they constantly say to me, Miss Valerio, you are out there living your best life, and we'd love to see that. And that, if that is not the essence of my students, I don't know what is.
Well, that sounds really great. And I'm so happy to have you in Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Empowered Woman, because you are the epitome of the empowered woman who embraces her body type, uses her body to its max, enjoys life to the max. You've really got it all going. And it was really wonderful to have you in the book. We're going to be doing a book about running next year. with Dean Karnazes, and maybe you'll write a story and join me and Dean and be in that book.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And everybody, thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. Now, you can go to our website, chickensoup.com, to learn more about the book that Myrna's story appeared in, and that's Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Empowered Woman. You can learn more about Myrna, well, on her Twitter, and she is at the Myrnavator. That's M-I-R-N-A-V-A-T-O-R. I love that, the Myrnavator. You can see Instagram photos and videos from Myrna at the Myrnavator. And there's also a Facebook, which is the Myrnavator. And what's the name of your blog?
It's called Fat Girl Running.
Fat Girl Running. And also go and watch on YouTube this REI film, which I guess is called The Myrnavator.
Come back. REI presents The Myrnavator.
REI presents The Myrnavator. All right. And come back for our next episode for another peek into the Empowered Woman book. I'm going to share a couple of stories from women who spoke up for their rights and made a difference for themselves and for other women. Myrna, thanks so much for joining us today.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.